State law classifies public employees in three categories based on perceived impact to the public from a work stoppage by the employees. Class 1 includes police, fire, hospital, and correctional workers, and they're deemed too essential to go on strike. Class 1 employees can have their labor disputes settled by a process called interest arbitration. That's where both sides submit to the arbitration of a neutral judge who hears evidence and makes a final ruling on the employment contract. The Petersburg Municipal Employees Association has over 70 members who work for the city in a variety of jobs. The union petitioned to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency that, in addition to Petersburg's police officers, dispatchers, and the fire marshal, additional workers in the harbor department and at the city's Mountain View Manor assisted living facility, along with the parking attendant and animal control officer, should also fall in that Class 1 category. The agency, July 29th, denied that petition.
I'm somewhat disappointed, but I knew all along that it was going to be an uphill lift.
That's Pete Ford, Southeast Regional Manager for the Alaska Public Employees Association, American Federation of Teachers, who argued the case for the local bargaining unit.
I had hoped that we had been able would have been able to persuade the ALRA that that the positions, although they might not be Class 1 positions in a place like Anchorage, did warrant Class 1 consideration and status in a smaller and more compact community like Petersburg, but we weren't successful, and so we're continuing our efforts to get a contract.
The State Labor Agency's ruling classifies the disputed employees as Class 3 employees, meaning an indefinite work stoppage would not have a serious impact on the public. That's the result that the city was seeking, and Acting City Manager Carl Hagerman says he's pleased with the decision.
The positions that were under question as to their classification were all placed in a Class 3 status, and I think that falls into place with what the city was requesting.
Hagerman says the city and union will go forward with arbitration for Class 1 employees, and he's hopeful that the two sides can still reach agreement on a contract for the other employees.
The Class 2s and 3s do have the option of taking a strike vote. The city doesn't really want to see that happen. I don't think the employees want to see that happen. The potential to get a contract is still out there, and it's something that the city is trying to work on. Even in the midst of going to an arbitration with the Class 1s, I still have some hope that we're going to be able to get a contract sometime in the near future, but there's a lot of things to discuss and issues that we're still a part on.
The labor dispute between the PMEA and the city is halfway through its second year. The two sides have disagreed over wages and personal leave time for employees. The APEA's Ford is also hopeful the two sides can still reach an agreement on a contract. He says the Class 2 and 3 employees will wait for the outcome of the arbitration.
We've proposed in the past, and we will propose again, ask the city to consider making the arbitration applicable to the entire bargaining unit. If they don't, however, then after the decision comes in, that gives us the basis for some further discussion, even if there's not an automatic application. And if that doesn't result in an agreement, then the Class 2 and the Class 3 people either accept the city's offer or strike to improve the offer.
Meanwhile, local police officers, most of the Class 1 employees, are still waiting on a separate decision from the labor agency on whether they can form their own bargaining unit. Both the city and union have opposed that petition. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.